Solar storms may have far worse effects on our technology than previously thought.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
For decades, scientists have thought that there is a ceiling to how intensely Earth responds to solar storms. Observations have suggested that electric currents in Earth's upper atmosphere, which can affect satellites, communications, and navigation signals, increase as the solar wind strengthens, but only to a point. However, a team from NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center believes this apparent limit is an illusion created by uncertainties in measurements. The issue is that most solar wind measurements are taken by spacecraft located a million miles closer to the sun than Earth is. After analyzing evidence from more than a million solar wind measurements taken by NASA spacecraft much closer to Earth, the team determined a direct relationship between the strength of the solar wind and the currents, with no upper limit. The findings challenge decades of understanding, and only more observations of strong solar winds and the resulting space weather that occurs will help determine how we can best prepare for whatever the sun sends our way. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.